Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Proverbs 22 verse 6, we read, "Train up a child in the way he should go." The word for today is about raising great kids in a troubled world. Now, if you're a parent, do you ever wish for a parenting do-over, a second chance to raise your kids? With hindsight and insight, you think you'd do it right next time. Parenting is both rewarding and guilt-inducing. It's rewarding because we love our children and they bring us joy. It's guilt-inducing because we blame ourselves for their shortcomings and misfortunes. Where did I go wrong as a parent? There's no perfect parent, and there's no universal blueprint because every child is born unique. Psychologists have said that our children were born with a blank slate, waiting for us to write life instructions on them. Not so. Babies are miniature people, born in sin and shapen in iniquity, according to Psalm 51:5. They're given to us to figure out as we try to mold them spiritually, morally, socially, and intellectually. By age 7, they've learned about 75% of everything they'll ever know. But although there's no one-size-fits-all formula for success, there are God-given principles that work whether you're a new parent or a grandparent or someone who works with children. Proverbs 22 verse 6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Notice some key words here. Train, which implies imparting information in a consistent, understandable way. Toddlers learn better with pictures. Older kids need us to use contemporary language. If they don't get it, we probably didn't teach it well enough. Child means old enough to understand. In the way he should go implies knowing their personality and abilities and tailoring your training to fit them. When God's principles fit the child's unique characteristics, they're more likely to adopt and follow them. Raising great kids in a troubled world. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.